touchdowns the last 2 weeks you have. I think you only had 4 in your career up until the Giants game up close. Can you just talk about that kind of evolution of your game and how you can be running down there?
I mean, it's honestly the opportunities I'm able to get, you know, coming into this year. I'm in the red zone. In the past, usually they used to take me out, you know, do 2 tight ends and things like that. But now I'm more interactive in the red zone and just being able to get opportunities, being, you know, creating mismatches and things like that. So I think Chip does a great job of putting me in positions to go out there and, you know, just be successful in the red zone. So that's, you know, an addition to my game that I'm trying to add as well to, you know, just.
Is that showing you that you become more of a complete player? You're not just over there?
I mean, you know, it is whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, you know, as a wide receiver, you like to get them, you know, chances down there as well, too. So regardless of home run hitters or, you know, in the red zone, whatever it is to, you know, put points on the board and score touchdowns. That's, you know, what I love to do.
Did that bother you, though, the kind of pigeonhole you as a deep ball guy and then you have to sit on sidelines watching?
I mean, you know, sometimes it does, yeah, because, you know, you get taken out the game and, you know, other big receivers get put in the game. But, you know, it's just something I just kept working with and, you know, figured, you know, sooner or later it would be a point where I got them opportunity. So I'm just appreciative of the opportunities and take advantage of every opportunity I get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously it's gonna be a huge game. You know, 3-3 division rival, division opponent as well too. So you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've been talking about taking one game at a time, and you know, going back a couple games, looking at us 1-3. You know, I think the mindset of you know every individual on the team came together as one, and you know, just really took on the challenge and. I wanted to go out there and just prove what we could do and what type of team we could be. So I think that's defined. You know, it's still early. I think everybody's, you know, still juggling together week by week. Just going out there and really just, you know, putting the effort in to be one complete team, you know, in all 3 phases of the game. So I think we was able to do that the past 2 games, outscoring, you know, the last 2 opponents in the second half and in the fourth quarter as well, too. So, you know, things like that, you know, help us win games. I mean, you know, it's been kind of similar, you know, throughout the season. Tampa Bay played a little more zone coverage, you know, things like that, 2 high safeties. So, you know, regardless of what looks people are giving us, we're still confident that we can go out there and, you know, make plays and do things we need to do to help us win.
You know, that was your first game you ever had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm actually aware of that, and it's a blessing as well, too. So hopefully we get some more of them.
What kind of advantages do you think you have in
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the advantage is definitely huge. You know, anytime I'm able to line up on a corner, I mean, a linebacker or a safety, just using the speed as a mismatch and things like that. So, developing some opportunities with them mismatches and you know, just being in different positions and not always being outside is, you know, something that kind of catches the defense off guard.
Obviously, you're on pace for your best year ever, touchdowns and catches and yards. How much of that is you and your own personal growth and the way you took care of yourself? And how much is just the way they're using you and a combination of both?
Yeah, it definitely is a combination of both. You know, this offseason was a big offseason for myself. You know, I challenged myself, tried to put on some more weight, you know, hit the weights a little more and things like that. So this year coming in, it's like, you know, the first year I'm really, you know, above weight. And, you know, I'm in there getting, you know, kind of strong a little bit. So it's just you know, just challenging myself and, you know, at the same time, Chips came in and, you know, installed a great system for myself to be able to, you know, be successful. And, you know, not only myself, McCoy, Vic, you know, Foles, I mean, the whole 9 Selleck. So we're able to go out there and just challenge other teams and, you know, challenge ourselves as well, too.
It looked like once you went back there and punted, they punted it out of bounds. That was how they were going to play you.
Yeah.
Have that role
for? I mean, honestly, it's, you know, it's Demaryius Johnson. That's, you know, his role more of as far as a, you know, punt returner and return specialist guy. But, you know, anytime, you know, teams go out there and, you know, are in depth for like 3rd and long and things like that, I'm able to get back there and, you know, I think that's like my 2nd time going out there this year and both times being kicked out of bounds. So, I don't know, hopefully I can get one of the balls to be kicked to me and hopefully make a big return. So that's what I look forward to.
It helps the field position,
though. Definitely, it helps the field position. You know, it gives the offense a, you know, great field position. So that's things we absolutely look forward to as well.
Do you feel better physically after 6 games than maybe other years?
Yeah, I mean, I feel great. Like I say, going on 7th game. We're almost at that midpoint in the season, so it's still a long season left, and we just want to do everything we can to just put us in best position so we can make the playoffs. We haven't made the playoffs in past 2 years or whatever the case may be, so we just want to get that stretch going, just keep winning games, and keep our momentum going.
Two more for Deshaun.
Look at
this Dallas game
as
kind of like a chance for first place. I mean, I know it's still early in the season.
Yeah, honestly, man, we don't really get too caught up in, about first place or, who's winning division. All we could do is just go out there and win games. In the division, we're 2-0, so, that's a great, stat for ourselves. As long as we can continue to go out there divisionally and, just beat the other teams, our chances are high to make the playoffs, so that's what we look forward to.
Since you guys got two guys with capable being quarterbacks, is that a big thing for the wide receivers? And also, is it something that you would see maybe trending around the league that, cause usually, especially with the drop off between the starter and the drop off between the back guy?
Yeah, it's definitely great to have two quarterbacks that could come in at any given time. Just give your chance. Give your team a chance of winning games. I think them guys had a great offseason competing, and at the end of the day, like I say, they're two smart guys. They know the offense. They all know where reads are there. So regardless if it's Vic or Foles in there, I think they're both confident in knowing when they drop back, they know where their players are going to be, and people are going to be when the time needs them to be. So. They're very smart on making decisions, and if things are not there in the pass game, still checking it down or using their feet or their legs to continue to make plays for us. So that's what we look forward to.